I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Violence against Christians in Sri Lanka has spiked in recent weeks because civil war violence is increasing. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says many believers are caught in the crossfire. The attacks have interrupted ministry, particularly where security issues are in question.
Let us pray for peace in Sri Lanka. Certainly the civil war has hindered some evangelistic activities as Christians are concerned about traveling from one place to the other. But let's pray also for those who have been assaulted, particularly for children, that they would know the comfort and the healing that the Lord can bring into their lives, and pray for church leaders.
Next, the Christian Reform World Relief Committee is optimistic about a power-sharing deal in Kenya. The violence that erupted prevented CRWRC from some of their work. Andrew Reiskamp says they're now able to provide emergency food and non-food aid. They're also using their expertise in two other areas.
We're working with the churches there to help bring those people back. People from one people group are actually coming to members of other people groups and inviting them to come back into the community, and that's part of what we hope to be involved with.
As churches get involved, they're able to share the gospel. And Christian Resources International recently sent Bibles to a church in the Philippines. The ministry takes used Bibles and other Christian materials and sends them to others around the world who can't afford them. Church leaders say many of their congregation members were thrilled to have a copy of God's Word, some for the first time. Their thirst for the gospel is seen in their unmistakable smiles at the distribution. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship is offering a special edition Better Than Life C to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.